WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump promising to impose sweeping new tariffs the day after he is inaugurated. 25% on goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico and China. 35% on goods coming from China. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says that could mean all of us spending more.
Those tariffs are taxes that have to be paid by people importing those goods, and they're going to pass that through to you and I as consumers. And it's going to be higher interest rates because the Federal Reserve isn't going to countenance the high inflation.
Allegations today that longtime Trump advisor Boris Epstein tried to get payments from those who wanted roles or influence in the new Trump administration. The Israeli cabinet meeting today to discuss a ceasefire deal in Lebanon. Israel wants to maintain the right to fire into Lebanon whenever it feels it's threatened. Ukraine says Russia launched a record number, 188 drones against most regions of the country in a nighttime blitz. Apartment buildings and the national power grid were damaged. This is ABC News. A federal judge is now deciding whether Google holds a monopoly on online ads. Closing arguments wrapped up Monday in a suit brought against Google by the Justice Department. The judge's decision is expected by the end of the year. An appeal from a tobacco giant turned back by America's highest court.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to a law requiring cigarette packs and ads include graphic images showing harmful effects of smoking. Warnings will include photos of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by reduced blood flow. Nearly 120 countries have already adopted the warning labels. It isn't clear when they might appear in the U.S. The FDA says it does not plan to enforce new rules until December 2025. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Investigators in the Philippines have questions for Vice President Sara Duterte. She recently threatened to have President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and his wife killed if she is assassinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State, and then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight with west to northwest winds gusting around 25. Low temperatures will drop to the lower 20s. On Tuesday, sunshine, then a few high clouds in the afternoon. Winds will be lighter, highs reaching the lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Flippity-chip.
92.7.
Good morning.
Is this on?
I think.
Is this on?
Are we on yet? We are on.
We are on.
Okay.
We're on.
Flippity-chip.
Flippity-jib-ba-da-bibbity-bop.
That's right.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
You're pretty hip.
I know.
Happy
Tuesday. We influenced them with... with
Ken
word jazz.
Ken Nordine?
Yeah.
Little word jazz. Yeah. That's good stuff. We should play more word jazz.
Yeah, we should play it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
like
constantly.
Sure. Well, why not? It's cold out there this
word
morning,
jazz,
John.
Yeah. I know. Cold. It's really, really cold.
It's damn cold.
Yeah.
It's like I think 22 degrees and with the wind chill. I thought we eliminated the wind chill.
No.
Did they get rid of
it? You know, we decided not to do that. We're bucking that trend.
Well, with the 11-mile-per-hour wind, it feels like 16 degrees.
You know, wind chill is just like one word, right?
No, I think it's two
or
words.
Or is it two words? But anyway, it's so easy to say. But
wind
then
chill.
They replaced it with a word salad, right?
I don't know what they replaced it with, but... I don't know why they feel they have to do that.
What they did, yeah. It's really cold, or it's almost as
cold. Oh, the feels like temperature?
No, that's okay. That's still okay with the feels like.
Yeah.
But it's something else that they replaced it with. You will ask Brittany. She knows. She has to use the new terminology.
She's required?
Well, she is required to do that.
Okay.
And she'll fill us in on what the new wording is, but it's like added extra words, and then you have to know those extra words, and there's like three categories of extra words that you have to know.
Is there a test?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I think windshield kind of takes care of it. We've been using it for thousands of years.
Thousands? Okay.
Well, the cavemen were really hip to it.
Well, let's get out the lottery balls and see what the high temperature, you know, it's 22 now.
Yeah. We're going to get the bar dice fairly soon, though.
Working on the bar dice. All right. First ball. Up we go. It's number 3.
Excellent.
Let's get that second ball going. 5.
All right.
35 for a
35,
high today.
That's
wow.
It.
It's going to be balmy this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly, though. 22 degrees and a little bit of a wind today. Yeah. So just... bundle up, you know, dress in layers.
Okay.
Get your hat, your coat.
I almost wore a scarf today.
Did you? Get a
in.
Scarf?
Yeah.
Get some gloves. You got? Do you prefer mittens over gloves?
Yeah, I have like horrible circulation, so my fingers always get cold.
Really?
I usually wear mittens.
How do you know you have horrible circulation?
Well, it might be because like I'm chronically dehydrated, but
that could
like,
be
my,
it.
My extremities, my fingertips and my toes always get really cold, like to the point that my hands turn purple sometimes.
Good Lord, man. Wow. What's the matter with
Sounds
you?
Sounds like a medical condition of some sort.
Probably, but I've survived this long.
Okay.
Well, what do you want from me?
There is a condition that turns your hands or your toes another color, like a purple or a white or something like that if they get really cold. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a deep purple. It's just like... Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like some kind of medical condition. You should see somebody right away. Call 911 if you're in any pain.
Good idea, John.
No, you know, when you're on the line and you're waiting for...
Yeah, they give
if you have an emergency, please call 911.
Please hang up and call 911.
That's just ridiculous, isn't it? God, I would have done that originally.
All right. Well, it's Tuesday here. You know, it's a big travel day. Big travel day.
Wednesday was the big travel day.
Well, that's for cars.
Oh.
But if you're flying, today's the day. Today's there's like, I think, 80 million people flying somewhere today. All across the USA.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of people flying through the air to get to their family destinations.
Well, that's good. That's nice that we can communicate and meet each other somewhere, you know, in the blue skies of the U.S.
Okay. And
I don't know.
And something like 71 million people will be driving more than 50 miles to get to their destination on Thanksgiving. You driving anywhere?
No.
Okay.
I'm going down to Oregon, but you know it's nothing.
It's just I'm going up to
cross town,
Reedsburg.
But did you hear that Matinair promo that they have out there right now?
I don't know which one. I'm not sure.
Where they were talking about the biggest speed trap in Wisconsin.
Oh yeah. What is that?
Rosendale.
Rosendale. Where is that?
I had experience in Rosendale myself.
Is that south?
Way back. No, it's north. It's on the. It's kind of a shortcut around Oshkosh and Appleton. So you can take that shortcut, but it's not so much a shortcut because you have to go really slow through Rosendale.
It's at the crossroads of Highway 23 and Highway 26.
Oh, up that way. Okay.
Up that way, yeah.
So there are a lot of speeding tickets there. It's a speed trap.
Yeah. I mean, you could take 151 all the way up to like Appleton and then go up. But instead, you can take Rosendale and take a little shortcut. But again, you know, it's a speed trap. It's a nightmarish speed trap.
You've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
Did you get a ticket there?
I talked to an officer. but here's the thing.
Okay.
You remember Sly.
Yes.
Sly used to get speeding tickets through there. and he would talk endlessly about Rosendale. All right?
Okay.
So that is the big speed trap in town. And I think Matinair was wondering, they must have merch there in regards to their speeding tickets.
That would be a good idea. Yeah.
And one guy called up and said, they've got a drugstore there that sells T-shirts that said Rosendale. That's the ticket.
That's good.
It's a great T-shirt,
right? That is good.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
So,
I don't think I've ever been there. Sam, have you been there? Rosendale?
I don't think so, no.
Well, it's a kind of cute little town.
Yeah?
There's a cemetery. As you go in, there's a cemetery on one side. You'd think, I can speed through this, right? But you can't.
they don't approve of
that. And then downtown happens immediately.
Mm.
So they're very strict about it.
Okay.
Unusually low speeds.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind if I'm ever up that way.
It's like you scratch your head thinking, why would they do this to people driving through their small town? Why would they want to do this? Harass people, give them tickets. Kind of a memorable experience for most people.
Well, I mean, they're probably in the right. I mean, if the speed limit is like 25, you shouldn't go faster than 25, right? But everyone goes faster than
the
speed limit.
Sometimes they go like 30.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? In Rosendale, they'll give you a ticket.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're nasty.
Just
they're
slow
nasty
down.
People.
What's the hurry anyway? You know, take your time if you're going through Rosendale. Rosendale.
Look, the thing of Rosendale, the thing is that you're going 5 miles over. Usually they give you that little grace.
They'll give you that. Yeah.
Grace period or whatever, grace speed. But here we are. You know, we're talking about Rosendale again, and I just love the T-shirt, though. You know, that's the ticket.
John, the days
of John Lovitz.
The days of poorly regulated speedometers are gone. If you're going 30 true. Miles an hour, your car will say that you're going 30 miles an hour.
That's true.
Well, I guess you're right.
Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar. There's a little twist on it today, all right?
Okay.
Ready for this?
Because there's not a lot in the
There's
calendar.
Only one. There's only one thing. So I've got a list here. Which one of these is it today, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Which one is
that
it?
Is a twist.
Is it National Hot Dog Day? Is it National Apple Pie Day? Is it National Cake Day? How about National Donut Day or National Potato Day? Which one of those days is it?
It's National Potato Day.
You're wrong. Sam, do you know? Did you cheat?
Well, I looked a while ago.
Oh, okay.
And there's only one, so of course I remember it. But I probably deserve the buzzer because I looked ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's Cake Day, though.
It is National Cake Day. I know. It's thrilling, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you put all that work into it. You came up with all these extra days.
Right.
And then Sam kind of blows the whole thing sky high.
Well, I knew you would know that just the other day it was National Donut Day. So that you should have eliminated that one right away.
Right. I did.
Okay.
Did I?
Hot Dog Day, that's... Okay, National Cake Day. Scrumptious treat for everybody to enjoy. Slide over, pie. This day, cake takes center stage as the dessert of choice. They should have put a comma in there. On most birthdays, the cake is topped with candles, no matter what the age. We all know about cake. What's the deal here?
You're explaining cake. What a cake is.
This is important information.
Now, you should have made up stuff about this.
Yeah? Hmm. I bet you know this.
What?
You know, why does the cake recipe say to use room temperature eggs? Do you know why that is?
No, I don't.
Because, Sam, how about you? You're a cake maker.
I didn't know that you were supposed to use room temperature eggs.
You
why?
Are.
Why?
Cold eggs bring down the temperature of all the other ingredients in the cake. For example, if you add cold eggs to a butter and sugar mixture, the butter will firm up into clumps. And that's not good. The eggs and the butter or other ingredients won't distribute evenly throughout the cake batter, affecting the final texture. So the cake may take longer to bake if cold eggs are used. So keep that in mind the next time you bake a cake.
We will. That's a good tip.
What you can do is you can put them in, if they're cold right out of the refrigerator, put them just in a pan of water, just room temperature water, and wait a few minutes.
I don't think I've ever made a cake that wasn't like out of a box, like a Betty Crocker cake.
Right. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice and easy.
Those are really good. I think they're great that way.
Yeah.
All but, you know, there's a shortcut to that, too. You can get a muffin mix, which makes a interesting cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a cake song of some kind?
This is Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake.
Okay.
Oh, the band
Have you
cake.
Ever heard of this?
No.
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 Me either.
Is there a cakewalk song of some sort?
Cakewalk. Okay. That's it for the National Day calendar. You want to preview what our history items are? Do you have a minute to do that, or do you want to get into it? Right
well,
after.
Let's save it. Let's save it.
All right. Well, in just a few moments after the break, I think we're going to get into our first Talk feature.
Talk?
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, been waiting for this
I put
a while.
One together.
Yeah.
And I thought this would be really an interesting one.
It's got a brand new theme, even.
It's not TikTok. It's Talk.
Talk.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's an interesting way of saying it as well, TikTok. These are usually TikTok videos, so we'll see what it's all about.
All right. We will come back with John and Gordy in the morning in just a few minutes with Talk.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
I suppose we're going to have to get into the day in history here, right?
Well, oh, you bet.
That's what we
did. You already
do.
Open up the book so we wouldn't get so much dust in the studio?
I forgot to open it ahead of time.
Hey, damn it. Now here we go. This is it.
It gets so dusty overnight.
Good Lord. Good Lord. I'm going to have to get...
Oh, I'm glad I got that out of my system.
Call 911.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, we were playing Linus and Lucy coming in, a.k.a. the... What's that? What are you laughing at?
I'm looking at a text from Catherine.
What did she say?
You just missed a promo by Pete in which he said... I don't want to try milking a cow. I'm afraid I might like it.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That Pete. I love him.
He's a funny guy.
He's a character.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to get him on the show here again.
Well,
here.
When he's in town, you were definitely going to have him on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. History.
History.
Let's get
it. We didn't open that book for nothing.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
He played Linus and Lucy coming in, a.k.a. the Peanuts theme, because Charles Schulz is celebrating a birthday today.
Well, he would be if he was alive, but he died a few years ago.
He'd be 102 today.
Yeah.
It's also Tina Turner's birthday. We'll hear a little of her
in
a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else happened on this day? Today in 1867... is the first patent for a quote unquote refrigerated boxcar. It's not refrigerated. It was a giant ice box on wheels.
Yeah.
I did some looking into this. They on the National Day calendar they put some history on there. They said it was a refrigerated boxcar, but it was just like a giant box filled with ice.
There you go.
I guess you gotta start somewhere.
You do have to start someplace. Yeah. Yep.
More cold themed things. Today is the anniversary of the founding of the NHL.
Yeah.
Oh, a hockey league.
Yeah. Nice. And they didn't even start with any American teams. It was four Canadian teams that started the league.
Should have stayed up there, I guess. Okay, now, what else do you have?
You know, Wisconsin's a very big hockey state.
And we don't have a team, though.
Well, I know.
It's violent. It's a violent game. People get injured.
You don't like hockey?
It's not a good game, no. If you got kids,
I like watching hockey just to see the fights, John.
Yeah, I know. It's not a good thing, is it?
It's a violent game, but it's also, for play-by-play announcers, it's one of the hardest things to announce.
Really?
Because that puck goes flying around, you know, from side. Yeah. How do you describe that? I mean, to people that are just listening.
You're watching hockey, you're into the violence of hockey, and then the next thing you know, you're voting for Trump.
What?
It's that easy. It's that quick.
Kind of connecting the dots.
I am.
Okay. If you say so. Some movie history. This is another classic movie I still haven't seen. Today in 1942, Casablanca debuted.
You definitely have to see that movie. Yeah. That is fantastic. It's a great movie.
It is.
Inspirational as well, especially in these political times that we have.
Yeah, it really holds up.
It takes place in World War II, right?
Yes, I don't know what it's about, actually.
Yeah. Okay, now.
it's World War II era, yes.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
All right, I can tell that you want to get over with this, John. Are we ready for
well,
talk?
I don't know. Do we have enough time?
Yes, we have
play
enough
the
time.
3 minutes.
You said 2 or 3 minutes.
It's on, 3 minutes, not
it's
two.
It's time for the new feature, Talk.
Okay, it's Talk Talking.
Do it.
Okay, these are individuals who speak their onions on TikTok or wherever. So let's check out our first edition.
All right, hit it. Here we go.
For as long as I live, I never want to hear another word from a Trump supporter about DEI, affirmative action, or meritocracy after they voted for Donald Trump to be the first person ever elected president with no experience in government or military, voted for him again in 2024 as the first convicted felon ever elected president, allowed J.D. Vance to become vice president with no experience in elected office until last year, and now picked a white Fox News host to replace a black four-star general as Secretary of Defense. And for Attorney General, the nation's top law enforcement officer, they picked an insurrectionist who had to abruptly resign from Congress this week to stop the release of an ethics report after allegations of misappropriating campaign funds or personal expenses, illegal drug use, sharing sex videos on the House floor, sleeping with a 17-year-old, and child sex trafficking. It's not about qualifications. America's never cared about qualifications or meritocracy. For white people, they only bring that up with black people, women, and any other group of people they dislike at the moment. If you're a straight white male or politically conservative, they couldn't care less about your qualifications. And don't give me any lip about women and people of color in the Republican Party. They are an afterthought who only exists to own the libs and must subscribe to the GOP's hierarchy of patriarchal white supremacy. This is how Republicans play identity politics. If Democrats get a woman, they'll find a woman. If Democrats get a black person, they'll find a black person. As long as a woman or black person follows their narrow conservative political beliefs, the qualifications don't matter. That's why they picked unqualified Clarence Thomas to replace the legendary Thurgood Marshall in the Supreme Court in 1991. Why they picked unqualified Alan Keyes, a random black guy from Maryland, to run against Barack Obama for the U.S. Senate seat in Illinois in 2004. Why they rushed to find unqualified Sarah Palin from Alaska after Senator Hillary Clinton got 18 million votes in 2008. Why they rammed through Amy Coney Barrett after only 3 years as a judge to replace the legendary Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the nation's highest court before the presidential election in 2020. And why they picked retired football player Herschel Walker to run against Senator Raphael Warnock for U.S. Senate in 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris had federal, state, and local experience and worked with all three branches of government, and they still called her unqualified. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson graduated from Harvard undergrad, Harvard Law, clerked for Supreme Court justice, served on the U.S. Sentencing Commission, a federal district court, and a federal appellate court, was the first former public defender to join the U.S. Supreme Court, and had more experience than any other justice in the court when they were nominated. But they still claim she was unqualified. They called the duly elected mayor of Baltimore the DEI mayor just because he was black and happened to be in office at the time of bridge class. And they called Biden's entire cabinet a DEI cabinet just because he picked experienced, qualified leaders who weren't all straight white men. This is the delusional brainwashing of white supremacy. And for the Tim Scotts and Byron Donalds and black and brown enablers who occupy the lowest plank of the totem pole in the Republican Party, don't think they won't come for you if you ever dare to grow a backbone and step out of line. To paraphrase Jay-Z's use of the N-word in a way that won't get me censored on this platform: light black, dark black, faux black, real black, rich black, poor black, house black, feel black, still black.
There you go.
Wow.
Pretty nice commentary, isn't it?
A lot there to unpack.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff. We've got a whole bunch more coming up in the upcoming days. So check it out.
Yeah, and next we've got Idiocracy right around the corner. John and Gordy in the morning.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, joining you on a Tuesday morning. This month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture moved forward with their updated rule on electronic IDs. Whenever you need to have an official ID tag for cattle or bison, for example, if they cross state lines, that ID tag needs to be both visually and electronically readable. The Livestock Marketing Association is working to make sure that all producers can get those tags at no cost. We'll talk about it next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Chelsea Good is the Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs with the Livestock Marketing Association. She says right now they're arguing that the electronic cattle ID tags should be free and that the government is falling short in states like Wisconsin.
LMA perspective, we believe that those tags should be fully funded by the government, that they have always provided tags for free, the metal tags for free. And thankfully, Congress last year agreed and directed USDA to continue to provide tags and spend up at least $15 million on tags and related infrastructure. The way that works is it's actually distributed through the state veterinarian's office, and each state has been given a certain allotment. Unfortunately, I think Wisconsin's been a little underserved in this process. It's one of those states where currently they are totally out of the USDA-provided EID tags.
Chelsea Good joining us from the Livestock Marketing Association. We'll take a look at commodity markets in just a moment.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Tuesday morning from Chicago, cash corn is down 2.5 cents at 422 and a quarter. Cash soybeans are down 2 cents at 983 and three quarters. And cash wheat is down a penny at 534 and three quarters. The December Class 3 milk contract is trading up 22 cents at 1863 a hundredweight, and the January contract is up 31 cents at 1862 a hundredweight. On the close yesterday, barrel cheese was down a penny at $1.64, and the 40-pound block cheese closed up a nickel at $1.69.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly cloudy skies in the overnight with west to northwest winds gusting around 25. Low temperatures will drop to the lower 20s. On Tuesday, sunshine, then a few high clouds in the afternoon. Winds will be lighter, highs reaching the lower 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Colt. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Furlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Furlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Gravehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, each and every day we explain it. And it gets more confusing. I'm bumping into walls after reading half of this stuff.
I think we ourselves are turning into grapeheads.
Grapeheads.
I'm thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, which one of the three stooges Mo was calling grapehead? Was it Curly, probably?
No, I don't know. Maybe just a person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Somebody else.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've got a great story right there.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we get to this? Our first story.
Okay. You remember during the convention of the Republicans that they had over in Milwaukee, one of the you know, they had all these celebrities.
Special guest. Well, of course they had the guests.
Yeah, they had. Yeah.
It's okay to rub shoulders with celebrities if you're a Republican, but if we do it, oh, we're just Hollywood elites.
Sure. Well, I remember when Hulk Hogan showed up there and he was running around in the arena there.
Couldn't rip his shirt off.
He couldn't get the right. Apparently, he's not as strong as he used to be. He's getting up there. I think he's in his 70s now. Anyway, he says that Donald Trump contacted him recently and floated the idea of starting up the President's Council of Physical Fitness.
There you go.
And having Hulk Hogan be the spokesperson. Fitness.
They always throw it to somebody to help them.
God. I mean, he's got to be loaded up with so many steroids.
Oh, I know. He'd be pushing steroids to little kids.
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, come on. This is bad news. You don't want this.
You don't want kids running around tearing their T-shirts up or anything and, you know, beating up other little kids.
The steroidal generation.
Jeez. So... Well, we'll see what happens. You know, I mean, anything can happen. Look at who he's nominated so far. So look for Hulk Hogan maybe to show up.
Look for Hulk Hogan.
Show up at the White House and tear his shirt off or something.
Well, I think there was a Daily Show bit where Jon Stewart was talking about all these nominees.
Yeah.
And they put Hulk Hogan in the lineup saying that, well, they'll find a place for him. Well, here it
is. Why? Yeah. President's Council on Physical Fitness. Why not?
Turned out it wasn't a joke after all.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I don't think that's a cabinet position, though. I don't think you can just name him that, and there he is. He's hanging around the White House.
Well, you know, I thought I'd dip into the past a little bit, a little reminder of the comparison between Kamala Harris's economic plan and the Trump economic plan, because they did compare the two. Economists looked at it.
Well, wait a minute.
They came out for and against certain plans.
Does Trump actually have a plan or just a concept of a plan?
Oh, no, he's got a concept of a plan. I'm sorry.
Just wanted to be sure.
I mislabeled that.
All right. Well, what is the concept?
Well, the concept is
compare and contrast.
Cut 147.
Okay.
Donald Trump's plan would basically be to extend all his tax cuts for everybody, including the wealthy. Exempt Social Security from income taxes, all add to the deficit. No tax on tips. Lower the corporate tax rate. He does want to repeal the green energy tax credits, but he would add $5.2 trillion more to the debt over the next 10 years. He has this idea for tariffs, which would offset it. Nobody thinks these tariffs would really happen. That would, even with that, it would add $2.6 trillion. Harris, on the other hand, has a plan that actually pays for itself. And it's also important to note that Trump's tax plan favors the wealthy. Harris's tax plan favors average Americans. Right. She wants to extend tax cuts, but only for those making less than $400,000. And she wants to raise taxes on the wealthy, make them pay their fair share, as she has been saying, raise corporate taxes, make them pay their fair share. And so when you get to the bottom line down here, she would only add a trivial amount to the deficit. So she wouldn't solve the problem, but she would at least not make it worse. So when you add all this up together, you can see over here that Trump would add this $5.2 trillion to the debt without his tariffs, less with his tariffs. But as I said, no one really believes that's going to happen. And she adds essentially nothing to the national debt. And you compare that to what's happened under Trump and under Biden. Under Trump, $8.4 trillion, as you said earlier. In fairness, $3.6 trillion of it was COVID-related debt, but still all $4.8 trillion of debt. And Biden, a good bit less, especially when you exclude COVID. So it's a much superior plan than anything we've seen for a good while.
So let me ask you this. What are the sources for these numbers?
These are Congressional Budget Office numbers. So these,
What about the Harris plan?
These are numbers that her campaign produced, but have been vetted by independent, the Tax Foundation,
right.
Independent scorekeepers of this sort of thing. These are honest numbers.
$1 trillion GDP, the strongest stock market ever. A 50-year high for the U.S. dollar, more oil production than any country in history, and now fiscally more conservative than any president this century, based on her plan and what it's projected to do. And there's still yahoos going around making millions and millions of dollars claiming that she and Biden are socialists.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it pretty darn clear who had the best plan.
Yeah. But the Trump supporters don't care. That's all just gobbledygook to them. They just don't want to. They don't care about the actual facts.
It seems like my brothers both didn't see that or know that or hear about that at all. And now they're going to be sitting there, as they have said before, waiting and seeing. Let's see what happens. You know, let's sit back and, you know, people are affected by it. People will be hurt by it. Mm-hmm. They'll be left behind by it. But maybe it won't affect my brothers. And that's okay, you know, because they're just sitting back. They're just going to wait and see what happens.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
Have you been in touch with your brothers on this? Is that what they said?
I'm disowning a Mad Sid fan.
What?
They don't know it yet, but
okay.
Yeah, create a vast difference between I think and what they think.
Are you on speaking terms with them now?
Not anymore.
Okay.
They don't know it yet, but of course we never talk to each other anyway, so it's not good. There's not much of a difference there.
Well, see, if they were listening, they could text in right now, anonymously, 608-879-8255. If either of John's brothers are listening or your sister, 608-879-TALK.
Well, they would criticize me for, not waiting and seeing. Right?
Okay. Wait and see.
I don't know. I don't care. All right. Hey, The Daily Show, by the way, took a look at what happened in the House. You know, Nancy Mace doesn't want those trans individuals with penises to be in her bathroom.
This is a big deal, apparently, for her.
Yeah, it's weird. It's out of touch. And boy, she looks kind of odd, doesn't she? Very thin looking now.
I don't know that I've seen pictures of her lately.
Well, anyway, let's play The Daily Show's version of taking a look at this story. Big story. This is cut 161.
Here's what she claims the problem is.
I'm not going to stand for a man, if someone with a penis is in the women's locker room, that's not okay. I know how vulnerable women and girls are in private spaces.
Yes. Of course, you just want to protect women from hypothetical predators. That would play a lot better if you weren't trying to get actual predators into the highest levels of government.
There you go. Yeah. Gee, didn't think of that, did you? All right.
Pete Hegseth, RFK, Matt Gaetz. If Donald Trump nominated Bill Cosby, Nancy Mace would be walking in circles in an ugly 80s sweater eating a pudding pop. Bottom line, this.
Men are not allowed in women's spaces, period. Full stop, end of story.
Would land a lot harder if you weren't rolling with the guy whose attitude about women's spaces is this.
They'll go backstage before a show.
Yes.
And everyone's getting dressed and ready and everything else. And, you know, no men are anywhere. And I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant and therefore I'm inspecting it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Ta-da!
So there you go. Proved her point.
Mm-hmm. That's Desi Leidig.
It's easy to prove your point with this new administration that we'll be, of course, analyzing for the next four goddamn years.
Okay.
4 years.
Take a breath.
Man. Okay. All right.
But the midterms are only 2 years away. So, you know.
That's true. Yeah. Things could change.
Think about that.
We can always impeach him again. We can, try.
Yeah, let's try. Yeah. Well, now he doesn't have the guardrails anymore. So it'll be a lot harder to impeach him, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now let's get to something we didn't get to a while back. I really like this comment from AOC in regards to Nancy Mace.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really good.
This is really good. I tweaked it a little bit so what she was saying in a crowd of people could be heard a little bit better in this cut 155. Let's check it out.
Okay.
What Nancy Mace and what Speaker Johnson are doing are endangering all women and girls. Because if you ask them, what is your plan on how to enforce this? They won't come up with an answer. And what it inevitably results in are women and girls who are primed for assault because people are going to want to check their private parts in suspecting who is trans and who is cis and who's doing what. And so the idea that Nancy Mace wants little girls and women to drop trow in front of who? An investigator? Who would that be? In order because she wants to suspect and point fingers at who she thinks is trans is disgusting. It is disgusting. And frankly, all it does is allow these Republicans to go around and bully any woman who isn't wearing a skirt because they think she might not look woman enough. People have a right to express themselves, to dress how they want, and to be who they are. And if a woman doesn't look woman enough to a Republican, they want to be able to inspect her genitals to use a bathroom. It's disgusting. And everybody, no matter how you feel on this issue, should reject it completely. What are they doing? They're doing this so that Nancy Mace can make a buck and send a text and fundraise off an email. They're not doing this to protect people. They're endangering women. They're endangering girls of all kinds. And everybody should reject it. It's gross.
There you go. Fantastic.
Yeah, that says it all.
Yeah. Tell us it like it is.
Yeah. And now, how do you enforce anything like that? It's nuts.
Yeah. Who do you get? Right?
Yeah.
Some Republican, anyway, to maybe do those inspections. They're all for it. They're constantly thinking about it, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder. I'd like to take a peek.
Yeah.
That's just strange people. Mm. All right. Now, this was kind of, I know, you know, it's crazy to think that these people are going after trans individuals, and they want to make a big deal about it, and they really shouldn't be making a big deal about it at all. And we were talking about, you know, Sarah McBride, you know, being in the House now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a listen to this. This is Tim Miller in regards to this. That's not right. That's not Tim Miller doing this.
Okay.
This is cut 156, and this is Sarah McBride in her own words. Let's listen to what she thinks about the new rules in the House.
I would like my grace to contrast with the grandstanding that we're seeing right now. I would like my approach of respecting everyone to contrast with the disrespect that we are seeing right now. I'd like people to see my competence in governing contrast with their chaos. I always knew that there would be an effort to politicize my use of a restroom. And this has never been an issue in this complex. Everything was fine until some members of the small Republican conference majority decided to get headlines and to manufacture a crisis. I think we are all united that attempts to attack a vulnerable community are not only mean-spirited, but really an attempt to misdirect. Because every single time we hear the incoming administration or Republicans in Congress talk about any vulnerable group in this country, we have to be clear that it is an attempt to distract. It is an attempt to distract from what they are actually doing. Every single time we hear them say the word trans, look what they're doing with their right hand. Look at what they're doing to pick the pocket of American workers, to fleece seniors by privatizing Social Security and Medicare. Look what they're doing, undermining workers. And here's also what we have to be clear about, because I think the last week has been a prime example of this. Every bit of time and energy that is used to divert the attention of the federal government to go after trans people is time and energy that is not focused on addressing the cost of living for our constituents.
And there you go.
Yeah, it's distraction.
And at first, you know, she didn't want to defy the House rules, and she was criticized for it from the trans community. But now, you know, you can see why she wants to go along with it and set a different standard.
Be right back.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale coming up Thanksgiving weekend, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money, until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
So, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
It's cold out there this morning, 22 degrees, feels like 13 with a little bit of a breeze out of the west. We'll see a high about 35 today. Nice and clear this morning, again, 22 degrees, bundle up. Hey, John, what do you think the word of the year is out of this choice I'm about to give you?
Okay, let's find out.
Here's a list.
All right, I'll take a guess.
These are buzzwords, okay?
All right.
But one of them made it as word of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird? Brain rot? That's actually two words, isn't it?
It is.
Brain rot?
Yeah. One word, no space.
Okay.
Brain rot.
Brain rot?
They can't just decide that.
Who decided that? Brat or demure? Okay, so weird, brain rot, brat or demure.
I'm going with weird. That took off.
You're wrong.
What?
You're wrong. Where's the buzzer? Okay. Sam, do you have a choice or do you know the answer?
I would say brain rot.
Well, you're wrong too.
Oh, come on.
It's demure. Demure.
What?
Yeah, that's the word of the... I didn't.
Sorry, we missed that one on the show. I didn't seem apologize to our audience for not staying up to date with that one.
Buzzword? I don't get that at all.
I don't know where that was hot.
Yeah. So
we got a text here. Republicans don't want metal detectors, but they want people to drop their trousers. Okay. You're right. You're right.
You can call us or text us at 608-879-8255 or get on the Civic Media app. Shoot us a text.
All right. Now, I've got
TikTok text.
That's the new word for the year.
Is it? Okay. Never mind.
See, I can't believe it. You know, where did they ever come up with that?
Demure.
That doesn't make any sense at all to me. Not at all.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I actually came up with this a while back, but no one's going to remember. It was just a side comment, and that is that I am going to watch Trump lower the prices for food, for gasoline,
yeah,
for everything.
For houses.
He is going to cut the prices in half.
I'm going to be able to fill up my tank with $20 bill again?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Is he going to take care of all this on day one?
Guaranteed he's going to be able to do it. And
that's what he said.
And I'm waiting for it.
Okay. Well, he's not in office yet, but he's getting there.
Like my brothers say, you know? Yeah. Wait and see.
Wait and see.
Wait and see. So let's get to the cut 171 here from the new CBS poll that came out. Interesting stuff. Let's listen.
Okay.
A growing number of voters think the economy is improving ahead of President-elect Trump's inauguration.
Really? Now
already?
Unemployment
finds 44% of Americans believe Trump will make food and grocery prices go down.
Mm-hmm.
35% think that he will cause them to increase. CBS News Executive Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto, is here with me in Studio 57 to dig into this. Anthony, good to see you.
Well, you described it very well, Lindsay, in that intro, which is that we do find on net people think that his policies will make food prices go down rather than up. The other part of this, too, is look at the ratings on the economy and why that they're moving up. Now, this is the increase that you spoke about from 36 to 42. Still not good. But the one that I point out a lot is the movement among Republicans, an increasing number who say that the economy is good. This happens when you get presidential transitions.
It's good
same
already.
Economy, but you see how much partisanship and also optimism factors into those more macro numbers.
I saw you wrote Republicans are more excited now than they were in 2016. Anthony, how are voters feeling about his economic policies and some of his picks so far?
Well, let's look at some of the economic policies. One of the things that we've seen is support, especially among his voters, for the idea of increased or putting on tariffs, right? This will be interesting because the bulk of these folks do not think that that will make prices increase.
Oh, that's
when you
smart.
Ask about the picks, what should happen with those picks? Now, they do get net positive ratings, but there is support, even among a majority of Republicans, for the idea, as per the Constitution, let the Senate hold confirmation hearings. Don't just let Trump appoint people without those hearings.
That's it. Yeah. Mm. So there you go. People already think the economy is fantastic right now, before Trump becomes president. It's just a mood. It's just what people think, you know? So you got to almost think, maybe all those surveys that we've been looking at for the last 2 or 3 years are just, you know, mindless mumbo jumbo that means nothing at all. It's just the mood set by whoever, and whoever could that have been? Mm-hmm. You think it's the guy who's been campaigning and holding rallies for 4 damn years, talking down the economy, saying how bad it is? Yeah. You think maybe that had the influence, but now that he's been elected president, even before he's president, the economy is doing so much better.
Yeah, they're expecting it's going to be
fantastic.
So.
Oh, my
God. It's already taking off.
Oh, you got to love the economy.
Mm. Getting a couple of texts in here from Matt this morning. He says, it's just a huge grifter gang out to rob from the state while we all get poorer.
Exactly.
Look at that. Okay.
I brought this in.
The
image.
The $2 bill with Donald Trump on it.
That's right.
Only $19.95.
That's right. You can buy a $2 bill for $20.
What a deal.
The grift is just, it is beyond
anybody. It's just starting.
This guy, right away, everybody knew that this was a malignant narcissist, all right? We knew this going in. And now they even voted him in again as president. It's incredible. He's put his face on the $2 bill for the last 2 or 3 years, you know, with different combinations of messages. This guy can't wait to die to have his face on the actual dollar bills.
He probably wants to add himself to Mount Rushmore.
Don't give him that idea.
I know.
No. Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, attorney Jim Santel will join us right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll find out what's grinding his gears. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Oh, hello, everyone. Judy Summers from Summers Tree Farm, located on Rocky Dell Road, 3 miles west of Middleton, exit 250 Airport Road. The farm opens the day after Thanksgiving, 8 to 5 daily. We close at noon Christmas Eve. Visit our website at summerschristmastreefarm.com. We look forward to seeing you. Happy holidays from the Summers family.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.